Hello, everyone. This is your host, Esperantha Ray. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World. I'm excited because this is our first show for the new year. My last show was Christmas Eve. So it's wonderful to, you know, to start off the year and doing the show. And I'm looking forward to today's show because it's going to be about the gifts of Christmas. You know, some people receive actual physical gifts, most of us do anyway. However, I wanted to touch upon other gifts that we might sometimes not even think about, that we might take for granted. But before we do that, I'd like to briefly talk to you for a minute about a special show we're going to be doing. It's a special guest I'm going to be having in a week or two on the show. And this person is a prodigy. She is an amazing person. She's specially gifted by spirit. And she has shown this in so many ways. Her name is basically Akiana. Akiana, let me hope I can say her last name right. Kramarik, Akiana Kramarik. Now, Akiana Kramarik is considered a child prodigy. Even though now at this point she's already 18, she is considered a child prodigy. And I've invited her to be on our show. So in a few weeks, we will have her with us. I will keep giving you updates as to the date and that she'll be appearing on the show. But before you know, we get into too many details of the day, because the date is not established yet. Obviously, it will be a Monday. Let me tell you a little bit about this young lady. She is an international recognized prodigy, considered the youngest binary prodigy of both realist art and poetry. So binary means she paints and she can write poetry in recorded history that we know about. So she is considered a binary prodigy. I guess most people are just good at one thing. She is so good that she's good at at least two things. So that's exciting. She's featured on almost 50 international television shows and documentaries. For example, I know she was on Oprah Winfrey. A best-selling author of two books, Akiana, Her Life, Her Art, Her Poetry, and the second book, My Dream is Bigger Than I, Memories of Tomorrow. Original masterpieces have been selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars, making Akiana the most successful living visual art child prodigy in the world. Some of her paintings range in price from $10,000 a painting to $5 million a painting. Now, the wonderful thing about Akiana is that the part of the money from selling her either the books or the paintings go to foundations that are oriented towards children, helping children in different ways. So I really look forward to sharing this interview with you guys in the next few weeks. She was inducted into the Richest Kids Entrepreneurs of America Kids Hall of Fame and World Council for Gifted and Talented Children. However, I don't want to tell you everything about her, because then what will we do in the interview? So let's go ahead and continue with our show. And I'll be, like I said, I'll be keeping you posted as to this young, wonderful child. She started painting. Now, this is incredible. She started painting at the age of 4, and she was taken by God. As she used the word taken, which is very appropriate, because that's how I've experienced God, or how my revelations and visions have been given to me. I was taken, and I was shown the revelations that I write about in my book as well, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. So I found that interesting that she used the word taken. She is taken, and God gives her insight into the future and into our world, and she's given these images to paint. So if you want to know a little bit more about this young lady, you can go to her website, which is Art Akiyane, spelled AKIANE.com. Again, Art AKIANE. Artakiyane is the URL.com, and it's all one word, no hyphens or anything of the sort. All right. So now that I've shared that with you, I'd like to talk to you today especially about the gifts of Christmas, because as you know, Christmas is a time for gifts, and sometimes we get caught up in the physical gifts, the presents, the games, the clothes, the jewelry, the, you know, whatever we're given, or even a car, or, you know, something that we've wanted for a long time, a new cell phone, all these new tech tools that are out there for us. So we're giving all these material things, but we often forget about the most important things about Christmas, the other gifts that we're given, because the physical gifts, the material things, are an expression of people's love for us. It's an expression of caring for us. It's an expression of their generosity and so many more things. But specifically, the gifts of Christmas are going to be about Jesus, Yeshua, and the gifts that he has brought to us. Now, these are just a few of the many gifts he has given us by being born as a child and coming into this world to coexist with us and with humanity and to share in all the wonder that he could provide for us in our limited time space environment. So sometimes, like I said, we get so caught up in the material things that we forget the most important things. And there are, especially I know that a lot of people are hurting because this is a time of, unfortunately, a lot of unemployment. Not all families are not able to give as generously as they were some years ago or even last year for that matter. So if we focus on the other types of gifts, those are gifts that don't really cost us any material or any financial monies. So we can give these gifts very freely, and we can be very generous with our gifts by just simply giving kindness and understanding, listening to people. We can be so giving, we can do so much for others, and we don't even understand that sometimes. So let's focus on the gifts of Christmas by focusing on the perspective of Yeshua, who we know as Jesus. His name in Hebrew was Yeshua. And through my book, when I wrote my book, I was asked to use that name. So I'm going to use that name from this point on in my shows and in my conversations and in my writings. I specifically wanted to use a song or two that I have a great love for. And those two songs are A Child is Born, which I sang on New Year's Eve for you. And also Mary, Did You Know is the other song. And I took the words from these two songs, and these are what I'm basing my gifts on. Again, there are many more gifts. I'm sure that I won't have the time to cover it because the whole Bible and the whole life of Yeshua is covered with gifts that he provides to us in so many different ways. However, I think I will cover some of these, and then two of the most important ones will be the last two. So let's go ahead and start with the first gift. You hear in that Jesus was able to walk on water. Okay, so The fact that he could walk on water was an incredible gift, because he was showing us our capacity to do the same, to perform miracles, or what we consider magic right now. But in reality, when we ascend into the fifth dimension, this will be part of who we are. So he was walking on water, and through this walking on water, he is showing us that these and greater gifts you shall be able to do. All right. The other gift, which is incredible, is, of course, that he came to heal us. He came to bring us out of our state of misery, okay, and suffering, where we could not ascend, or we did not know how we could communicate with the Father. He came to basically show us that we are forgiven, that we are loved, that we are cared for. So we are being now provided this wonderful being of light to give us, you know, an understanding of our capabilities. And not only that, but starting with the healing of us so that we can be who we truly are, who we can understand, you know, where we come from, where we're going, and what we're going to do. I'm trying not to get some of the gifts mixed with the others, but it's very hard because they're so interrelated that it's hard for me not to be able to mention the gifts in order, but I'm going to do my best. One of the other things is he, through the gift of healing, he showed us different things that he could, that we could learn to heal within ourselves. When we recognize the divine essence of who we are, when we recognize the divinity of where we come from, that we are beings made in the image of God, we have these same capabilities. And he says, these and greater things you shall do. And I'm going to be repeating this, not to be redundant, but more so, so that you can grasp, because you say, well, I already know that. But you know what? Sometimes we know that. We have to understand and experience that within as well. So that makes it a little more complicated. So let's focus on. One of the things Jeshua was doing was he gave sight to the blind. Okay? He made the deaf hear. He made the lame walk. He made the mute speak. And to everybody's surprise, he raised the dead and brought them back to life. Okay. Now, again, I'm going to repeat that he was able to tell us that we are able to do these same things. Now, granted, I'm not going to go out tomorrow and try to walk on water, okay? Or I'm not going to go searching for a blind man or a mute or anything of this sort. However, what the message here really is about how we, by connecting with the God essence, by developing a relationship, and by becoming more and more attuned to the vibration of God, to the vibration of the divinity within us, how we can transform not just our lives, but we can basically transform other people's lives by creating these things that we consider miracles. But in the near future, in the crystal cities, in the time of the crystal cities, this will become commonplace. This will be our way of living. There won't be any of these defects, because we will be able to heal all of this, and we will be made even more new than when he came into the world. One of the other things, besides walking on water, one of the other things is, I don't know if you remember the story in the Bible, but I'll just mention it briefly, that he goes out in a boat to get away from the multitudes and rest for a little bit. Because, you know, the multitudes were following him everywhere. They wanted to hear him speak. I guess he would be considered a celebrity of of old instead of a celebrity of new. Of course, if he came into the world today, he would be a celebrity of new as well, because he would just magnetize us with his words and with his vision and with his insight and with his gifts of light and love. So he goes off into the boat with his apostles, and all of a sudden, the waves, Jesus falls asleep, and the waves, there's a storm at sea and or in the water, and the water just gets very, the waves start to rise and fall and make the boat kind of rock. And so the apostles are afraid because, you know, they're in the middle of the water, and here they are, and there's a storm coming. And what does Jesus do when he wakes up? He calms the storm. He calms the storm and makes the water perfectly still and perfectly calm. And, everything just smooths down, and the boat does not rock anymore. So the apostles are now feeling safe. Not only feeling safe, but most important, I would be in shock if somebody did that in front of me. I definitely would be impressed, you know? I mean, how many people do we know that can do that? Not many. So imagine being able to calm the waters like that. And then he gets up from the boat and just steps into the water and walks on water. So if you're not impressed by the calming of the storm, guess what? Walking on water would definitely impress me. Interesting, though, I do know, and I have heard of people in our day who can actually, to some degree, can calm down the storms. I don't know if you ever read about, there are saints, there are gurus, there are people who are masters and can, to some degree, perform some of these miracles that we call them, and actually be able to do some of this. There are people who can levitate. There are people who can, calm the storm and can actually heal the blind and also make the deaf speak. However, there are not too many who can do all of these things together. Okay, some people are able to do some of these things, but not all of them together. So it's interesting to see that. And also to understand that we are kind of walking towards this path of the developing an awareness, an awakening. And that's one of the other gifts that Jesus or Jeshua brought to us. He brought the gift of awareness, understanding, knowledge, and truth. He brought us the truth of who we are, divine beings made in the image of God. He brought us truth about our connection with the Godhead. He brought us connection on that we truly are cared for, that we truly are loved, that we truly are understood, though we may not always be aware of it. He showed us all these things, and these are gifts that he brought to us through his birth and through his existence during the time that he was here on earth. One of the other magnificent things that he was able to do is he was able to walk where angels walk. He was able to transcend the earthly environment that we live in and be in communion with the angels. And the angels were in communion with him. If you're wondering, well, where did he walk with angels? Well, there are times when he goes 40 days and 40 nights into the desert that the angels actually take care of him and protect him. And during this time, he is in communion with God and in communion with God's angels who are caring for him during this time. More importantly, he's showing us the ability for any of us to also connect with the hierarchies of life, light, especially the angels and other higher beings. He brought all this knowledge. He brought all this understanding of how magnificent we as beings are. We are made in the image of God, and we have the ability to some degree to co-create even in our limited third and fourth dimensional existence to manifest the gifts of God that God has bestowed upon us as beings made in His image. So these are all gifts that, you know, that we are being given. We have the capability. And He came. The whole Bible basically is a storybook on how we can participate, how we can be like this. It's showing us a way of life. It's providing us a way of life, a different way of existing that brings us into a world that is quite different from what we understand the world to be, a world that transcends and does not necessarily follow the scientific explanations of our world, you know, the technological or scientific explanations of what the world is and how it works. So these are all very beautiful gifts that we are given by Yeshua when He is born into this world. So we are able to, He shows us how to connect with the hierarchies of light, with God Himself, to be one with God, and to be able to heal ourselves, to perform miracles like walking on water, calming the storm, giving sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, making the lame walk and the mute speak, and most important, this is something no one that we know about, at least in our written history aside from Yeshua, was able to make the dead rise, at least that I'm aware of, okay? I'm going by what I know. I cannot express what I do not know. Okay. So those are some of the gifts that we have been given. He has connected us with God, and He is all Lord of all creation, and He is showing us how He is a co-creator with God and how we are co-creators with God. Now, I know that the churches have a big issue with the concept that we can be co-creators. Now, there is a distinction between being co-creators and being God. We are part of the creation through God's gifts and blessings. We are able to co-create with Him. We have that ability because it has been given to us. We are not the creator Himself. And I'm going to refer to God as Him in order to keep the consistency of the way He's mentioned in the Bible, because I just feel more comfortable with that. I really don't like to get caught up in the female-male concepts. You know, God does not have a form. We have given Him a form, and He was talked about as a male. So we're just going to keep it that way to be consistent with the story. But God does not have a form. He is not a man, or He is definitely not a woman either. Okay, He is a form of being that transcends all comprehension from our little minds, so I'm not even going to go there. All right, so we have the ability to co-create, and I want it, and the reason I'm repeating this is because this is such an important concept for us to understand. This in the churches have always had a problem because it's like trying to say that we are God. No, that's not what we're trying to say. We are saying that we have the ability, as divine beings made in the image of God, we had the ability to co-create. What that means is that our God is even more magnificent, more incredible, more grand than we can possibly imagine. When not only can He create us, but He can bestow upon us the ability to co-create with Him. I don't think that takes away anything from God. On the contrary, I think it only shows us the magnificent, the grandness, the greatness, the holiness of who God is. Okay, so taking all these things into consideration, Jesus came to rule the nations, but not in a way we understood. not in a way we conceived. For us to come and rule the nations was really to, you know, he would have to be born a king, or he would have to fight to become a king. However, Jeshua indicates that his kingdom is not of this world. Yes, he is a king. He has a crown, and a very special crown. However, his kingdom is not of this world, because he is not looking to be a material king. He is looking to be a king of converting, transforming, transcending, this helping us to become more enlightened beings, more aware beings, and to transcend all of this physicality, all of this materialism in which we're so caught up. He is being the king of showing us the path of walking away and transcending the illusion that has us all caught up in it. It reminds me of the movie The Matrix. You know how they were all connected to these computers and they thought they were living these real lives, when in reality, when they woke up, guess what they found? That they were really not living. And they realized that they could actually disconnect, and now they could really start to live. Well, our existence is pretty much the same. We are living in an illusionary world, and let me tell you something. People have been put into mental hospitals when they talk about the spirit world, when they mention that, you know, that they can see into that world, or that there is a spiritual world and that they have this connection. People, especially in the past, maybe not so much today, although, you know, it depends on the circumstances, but people have been put away, if you think about it, and they have been killed and they have been tortured when they talk about being able to have this connection with the angels, to have this connection with God. They were considered, you know, all kinds of things, and they weren't always respected or trusted. So I think that it's interesting that we today are able to more freely to talk about spirituality, to talk about the world beyond what we exist in, and to transcend the physicality in the material world and be more connected to the spirit realm. And I think that the more and more people that are able to do this, the more commonplace it will become. And the point will come when we are no longer limited by it, but everybody can coexist in both worlds. And that is really the ultimate goal, I believe, of Jeshua's teachings, because that's what he came here to show us. And we were able to see through his eyes, through his teachings, an image of a little bit of a different God than what we had understood in the Old Testament. A God that was all about a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. He came to talk to us about a different kind of God, a God that's caring, a God that is there to interact with you, a God that wants to be in communion with you, a God that has made you in his image, and you are a divine being. You're no mistake. And this is very important for us to understand and to grasp. And I cannot mention it enough times to myself so that I can begin to experience that, because it takes a lot of time to be able to understand and be aware and accept and experience who we truly are and how magnificent our lives can be if we were to understand this. And I think that in a way there might be people who don't want us to understand, because they would not feel comfortable living in this manner, and they want to keep everybody else in check as well. So again, us being divine beings and being co-creators with God does not make God a lesser God, but makes God a more magnificent, impressive, outstanding being, more so than we could possibly imagine. So he came to rule the nations from a different perspective. He came to rule the hearts and the minds of the people, and he came to teach us how to do this as well. He also came to give himself. I mean, his greatest gift was the gift of himself to the world, to teach, to preach, to enlighten, to develop awareness, to perform miracles, and ultimately to give his life in order to show us the way, to sacrifice and not be afraid of the illusion, but to overcome it, knowing that there is more than just this existence, because he was not afraid to die. And again, there in one of the songs, they talk about Yeshua being a shining star. You know, when the three kings visit Yeshua, you know, as a baby, when they go visit him, when he's lying there in a manger, and they see a star that guides them. It was a extremely bright light, different from anything that had been seen at that time. And it's also, to me, it's an indication of the light that was brought into the world, a higher energy vibration that was brought into the world through his birth and through his coming and through his presence. There was a transformation at more levels than just through the words, but actually bringing a higher vibration, because, as you know, masters, teachers, divine beings all have a much higher energy vibration. And to come down to the earth and bring that stamp of a higher energy vibration to help us to attune to that high and magnificent energy vibration makes a humongous difference in our existence, because our bodies, our minds, and our entire being starts to be impacted, because we're all interconnected. None of us are an island. We're all interconnected. And then energy vibration comes to us and touches us and connects with us. And slowly, depending on our development and our dedication to creating a more advanced concept of who we are, depending on our commitment, that happens sooner than later. So this is also a magnificent expression of a gift by bringing his, through his period and all the time he was here, this world would never be the same. And he changed the world. Now, not to knock any of the other, you know, master teachers, gurus, not to knock them, but if you think about it, all these other master teachers and gurus talked about one that would come that would be the savior, and that was Yeshua. He was the only one. He was not the only one who taught us. He was not the only one who gave us insight and helped us to develop awareness. But he was the one in whom it was bestowed the gift of salvation. It could have been, you know, God could have chosen someone else, but he chose Yeshua to do that. Just in the same way that you have your path, I have mine, and they're all spiritual paths, but you have your specific role, and I have mine. And Yeshua's was the salvation, the giving of his life to save everyone else. And by doing that, again, a wonderful, beautiful vibration of light was brought into the world for the first time. Through his words, through his preaching, through his teaching, all the doubts, all the fears, all the ignorance, all the misconceptions were to some degree brought down. And he brought a truth about loving one another, caring for one another, treating your neighbor as yourself. He brought a new way of thinking. Do you see how different it is? I mean, think about when I say an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and when I say, do unto your neighbor what you would like them to do unto you, come from a place of love to treat. It's almost like a totally different state of being. It really, if you think about it, that's what it really is. It's a completely turnaround of our understanding of how we should be towards one another. And we haven't completely accomplished that yet, but I know I have seen what I have seen, and it is through those insights, through those visions, that I know that we are going to accomplish that, because it has been foretold. Heaven on earth is a reality, and we have no choice but to evolve, and nothing can stop that. You know? So, what was one of the other gifts that he gave us? Well, he brought us light, he brought us truth. And, you know, we were waiting. We had been crying out for help in our suffering, in our ignorance. We had been crying out for some kind of way, a different way of living. We had been crying out because, again, we are divine beings made in the image of God. And what you are made from, you want to return to. You have an affinity for that where you come from. You have a desire of feeling and experiencing the energy vibration where you were created, where you were, you know, birthed, where you were held in a womb. Literally, that's what our souls, how their spirit, how that is created. And we have that knowing, even if it's in a subconscious level, maybe it's not at a conscious level, we have this knowing and understanding of the magnificence of where we come from. And there is a part of us that yearns, just in the same way that our body yearns for water and food. Our soul, our spirit, our higher being yearns to be in communion with that energy and the life force that nurture and feed it. And only through conscious practice can we accomplish that. All right. So those are gifts that have no monetary price. There's nothing that you can, no price that you can put on something this valuable. And again, this is the reason for Christmas. Okay, now, granted, Christmas was not in December, and definitely not on the 15th. That was actually a pagan celebration. But the point is still the same. The purpose of the coming of Yeshua, the coming of the Christ, is still the same. That does not change regardless of what day of the year we celebrate someone's birthday. All right? So we are waiting. And we have been told about a child that will be born. We don't know what that child is going to be. Will it be white, black, yellow, red? No one really knew at the time where this child was going to come. Now, our general concept overall was that since he was going to be the son of God and, you know, he was going to be born, he would probably be a king. I mean, that's the least God's child deserves. But Jesus is born in a way to identify with the most meek and humble people. He is born in a way that nobody really expected, in a manger. And he basically is showing us the lack of values of materialism, the lack of the value of all these things we're so caught up on, that we work so hard for and we spent our life laboring for. The most important things are the ones that we're really talking about right here, right now. And that's what he came to show us and teach us. And he did it from the moment he was born. He was born a poor child in a manger. And, well, I wouldn't say poor because, I mean, they lived like any other family. But he was born in a very humble, very meek, very simple way. And that was what was important. What was more important was the love, the adoration, the recognition, the light, the love, everything that he brought, he also received when he was born. Okay. Now, we understand that we fell from grace, and what we were waiting for was to come out of a state of hate, to move into love, to move out of a state of war into peace, to bring everybody closer as neighbors, as family, to bring us out of the misery and suffering into forgiveness. So this is brought into our world. These are the gifts that are brought to us through this child. One of the other things that was incredibly powerful about Jeshua is that through his love, he delivers us because we are fallen beings. We got caught up with the hierarchies of darkness, with the hierarchies of Lucifer, and we basically fell from grace. It was, maybe it was by mistake or ignorance or just unfortunately being misled. Whatever the reason, that's not really important. The fact is it happened, and we have to overcome that fall from grace. And since we were so distraught and lost in that, Jeshua chose to come into the world and to bring all these gifts, this light and this awareness and this grace, and deliver us, to show us, deliver us from the ignorance that we are divine beings, deliver us from self-hate or hate towards our neighbors, deliver us from being caught up in this illusion, and also, more important, to teach us how we can come out of this vicious cycle that we've been moving around in and ascend into a new world. And we are shown through his teachings, we are shown through the Bible how to come out of this and what the end result will be. We will have heaven on earth because we are destined to be there. We are all, and again, through, by showing us our divine essence, he talks in a way that is very powerful and very endearing. He says, "I am that I am." And again, he's teaching us this is the connection that we need to have also with God. And he saved us. He saved the sons and daughters of man so that we may ascend in the presence and may rise again and be with the Godhead, be one with the Godhead, and most of all, recognize who we are and be able to create the world that was intended originally, a world of abundance, a world of love, a world of peace. So the greatest gift, I would say, are two: salvation, and of course, through salvation, he brought us the truth to show us how to save ourselves. But the most powerful gift of all was the gift of love. Okay? He brought us hope, and he brought us love. Through his words, his actions, through his teachings, he showed us who we are and what we are. That was the hope that he brought into our world. Most important, by giving his life, by being born, and by rising again, he gave us the greatest love of all. And by giving his life, he gave us love, the most important gift of all. And that is a free gift we can give. Love, this is the wonderful thing about these wonderful gifts. Not only are they free for us to give, but the more we give them, the more they grow and expand and affect us and affect those we provide the love to and these gifts to. It's not like money, it's not like material things that once, or food even, when you eat it, it's gone, okay? Then there's a certain level of scarcity there. But with love, with consideration, with saving, with awakening, with healing, with all these things, the more you are able to give them, the more these gifts will grow within you as well. I have to say that you must have experienced a moment when you give something to someone and the wonderful energy that grows, because it's like and connected to that person. And there is a rejoicing. There is a vibration, an incredible power that is electrifying when you are able to give your love to another being. And I'm referring to love at all levels. I'm referring to love between your friends, between your coworkers, between your neighbors, between your family, and most important, that love for yourself. Because oftentimes we forget the love for ourselves. And you can't be completely joyous. You can't be completely loving 100%. If there's one person that you don't love, and that person happens to be yourself, because what you're able to give yourself is a reflection of yourself that you're able to give to others. And your world is a reflection of how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your world. And it basically creates the world outside of you. And when there's chaos within, the chaos manifests without. So let's work on manifesting the love that we have. The heart chakra is the most powerful. And through the heart, through the love, is how we connect with God, how we connect with Jeshua, how we connect with the hierarchies of light. It's a very powerful, very beautiful thing. And being able to, through love, as our energy vibration changes, then the healing automatically takes place. And to understand, to be aware of all of this makes us much more beautiful, shining, divine, higher vibration beings, and able to manifest the world that we deserve on earth. And we need to start now, because people, time is changing and it isn't waiting for us. We have to start sharing the gifts of light within ourselves and with other people too. So this is basically one of the things that I felt was so important for me to share with you this week, because we oftentimes get so caught up in everything else, and of course a lot of people are suffering too nowadays because jobs are becoming so scarce, and we need to help each other. We need to help one another. We need to help ourselves. And by helping ourselves, we also help other people. By helping other people, we also help ourselves. It's a mutual gift. And the more you give it, it grows. The more it expands, it grows. It's like a wave of energy. It's powerful. And let's be more conscious beings. Because we are coming into hard times. And we will be going into more detail in the next, in this year especially, on what we can do to maintain the balance within. Because as long as we can maintain the balance within, what's out there will be contained out there for those who cannot find the love, the faith, the awareness, and the awakening to higher consciousness. And we will be able to do what we need to do. All right? So let's focus. And also I wanted to ask you that this is an interactive radio show. So there are several ways you can connect with us. And if you have any suggestions on topics that you would like to hear us discuss on the radio show, or if you are topics that or ideas that you have that maybe you disagree with something that's being talked about and discussed, we welcome that input. We welcome your opinions. We welcome your insights, because it's not about me. It's about us. It's about we. It's about sharing. It's about understanding. And again, by giving to each other, by sharing with each other, everything multiplies exponentially. Where one of you gather in my name, I shall be there, and it will amplify everything. So those are things that are simple, and they seem simple. But I have to tell you, it's not so simple sometimes when you have to actually apply them. So I want to leave you with a thought for this week, or I should say for the next couple of weeks, because we're having this show every 2 weeks now, every other week. And we changed from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. So if there is anything between today and our next show, if there's anything that you would like to submit, questions, topics, please go to the BBS radio station. Go to our radio show. You can find it by going to station one. It will give you a list of all the, and you look under Monday, and there I am, Esperanza Ray, New Consciousness, New World, and provide any questions or concerns, interests, topics, whatever. Since we are going to have this young lady, Akiana, who's a prodigy, you're also welcome to send in your questions that maybe you want to ask her. If you happen to go to her website and look her up, Art Akiana, AKIANE.com, then you can also, maybe you read on something there that you would like to ask her when she's on the show. And you're also welcome to call again on our website. It has the numbers that you can use to call in, and we're happy to do that. You also can go to my website, researchcia.com, and you can email us. So you have so many options. Feel free to participate, to be an active participant in our show, because that's what it's really about, you know? And I wanted to leave you with a thought. If you would like, I'd like to ask you to meditate. You can project yourself into the time of the birth of Christ and experience that. I have done that, and I have to tell you, it's an incredible, powerful experience to be in the presence. There is no space-time. We're all living in the here and now in truth. That's, you know, that's the true reality, not the one we consider time and space. So you can actually access that. And I'd be curious to see your responses. All you need basically is about 10, 15 minutes. Just go into a meditative state by breathing deeply 3 times. Take a deep breath, and as you inhale, you visualize yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper into a more relaxed state of being. And again, take another deep breath, do the same, and again, one more time, repeat the same. And that puts you at an altered state of consciousness. And just imagine a beam of white light bringing you down through the entire body, bringing you into a deeper state, more relaxed. And then just tell yourself that you are being projected into the time and birth in the place where Jesus or Yeshua was born in a stable in Bethlehem. And you may find some interesting experiences. So you have 2 weeks to do that. And I look forward to talking to you on our next show. You have my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, on Amazon if you'd like to purchase it. It talks about the changes that are taking place on the planet, and it also talks about the gifts that we'll be able to manifest, and also heaven on earth and what it's going to be like. And I'm getting ready to write my second book, Hope Reigns, and this is the current title planning to give the book, which is Hope Reigns, Revelations with God, or from God, I should say, Revelations from God. Hope Reigns, Revelations from God 1, Part 1. So I will look forward to writing that book, and hope you guys enjoy it, and most important, that you get some insight and guidance and direction on how to meditate and on the messages and what awaits us for the future, because in the end result is awesome. Again, remember, heaven on earth, there's nothing better than that. And I want to wish you, because it's a new year, I want to wish everyone a happy new year, and may the blessings of God's birth, the gifts that he has brought us through his birth, be present always in your life and be abundant. So wonderful, wonderful weeks to follow you. Wonderful, wonderful year 2013. And may your days be blessed and filled with the gifts of love, salvation, awareness, and everything else that we talked about today. Much love, and until the next show. Good night, everyone.